Hi, everybody. Welcome to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. This is Kimberly.
And this is LaShawna. It's our first podcast, Woo-hoo! The introduction.
Welcome to the show, guys. We're excited. We want to share all this good information we have for you guys on marriage and motherhood, maintaining the me, yourself, keeping your sanity in all of this, blissfulness, because it's wonderful. Marriage is wonderful. Motherhood is great. But just wanted to share some of our tips and our ideas with you guys. So we're going to talk about a few different topics today. Our podcast is going to be coming out every Monday in the morning at 5 a.m. You'll be able to watch it any time of the day. You don't have to watch it that early. But we like to get it up early and get it started. So we wanted to give you guys something on Monday mornings to just kind of get your day and your week started. Anything from you, LaShawna, on that?
And I just wanted to let you guys know, too, that this is going to be something that is near and dear to our hearts, because I think that what we're really lacking, especially in the Black community amongst women, is like that camaraderie and support. And, you know, just keeping it real, keeping it 100, you know, that marriage is great. Motherhood is great. But also, you know, there's ups and there's downs, and it's still good.
Yes.
It's all good. You know, exactly. It's part of life. It's a part of, you know, the grind is figuring out how to balance everything with career, with, you know, yourself, your children, your husband. So it's all about, you know, really just learning how to balance that.
Okay. So we're going to talk about all of that today. And this is going to be an ongoing journey with us, you guys. We're going to make sure that we do our podcast every week. And give you guys all this good information. But we want to start off today with a little bit of background information on ourselves. You want me to start, LaShawna?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm Kimberly, of course. And my reason for wanting to do this, like LaShawna said, I wanted to share some of my experiences and parts of my journey being married, being a mother, and running a business. A couple of businesses, and just trying to juggle everything at one time. I just feel like a lot of women would like to hear some information about being able to do all those different things and still maintain your sanity and spend time with your children, quality time with your children and your husband at the same time, because it can get a little bit overwhelming. So that was one of my reasons for this. And plus, we're going to share with you guys lifestyle tips. We're going to share with you fashion. We just want to explore all that stuff with you guys, stuff that we love and we just feel like other women love. So we want to give you guys a little bit of everything. So that was one of my reasonings for wanting to do the podcast. I've been in business for almost 20 years as far as the hair business is concerned, being a stylist, being a salon owner for about 6 years. I'm a co-owner with my sister of our product line, Soul Ingredients, Pure Natural for the Body, Skin, and Hair. So we do that together. And then, of course, I do this with LaShawna. So I have a few different things going on, but maintaining all of them, I'm trying to do that. So we're going to share that with you guys. And just, you know, getting started in my business was hard, but it was a good journey, and just figuring it out. I always tell people, don't think whenever you're starting a business or a new venture or whatever it is that you're getting into, that it's going to work out, you know, the first week, the first month, or even the first year. It takes time. You have to be patient. So I just kind of wanted to share that with everyone, some information on that. And being a business owner, period, and just being a mom and balancing that, because it's so hard to run a business. That time is so hard because my business was my baby before I had my children. So it was hard for me to separate the two. But of course I did. But it was really hard in the beginning to separate my business and be able to come home when I was supposed to and be a mom and, you know, get on that time schedule. So I learned to do that. And then starting the Soul Ingredients business with my sister, it takes up a lot of time too. But we share it together, so it makes it a little bit easier. And even some of the people at the salon helped me with that. So just getting a good team around you of people. So, you know, someone that can help you with your children, that's trustworthy. That's so important. And I really try to have them with me most of the times whenever I'm doing something. But if I can't, usually they're with their father or someone that I can trust that can take care of them. The time, then I can't be there with them. So that's like really important, having a team of people. And then of course my team at the salon helps me with so many different things. The business at the salon, the Soul Ingredients, and then we're all really close as team members, so that really helps out a lot. And am I sharing too much of my brain?
No, that's
because I can go on and on and on.
No, you're not sharing too much.
Okay.
Just
what about yourself, LaShawna, and why you wanted to start this? Because LaShawna actually, she came to me with this idea. This is something that she's been brewing on for a long time. And I also wanted to do something mommypreneur-ish or just something. And then she came with me to me with this idea, and it was just so wonderful. I couldn't turn down the opportunity. So LaShawna, share with us why you wanted to start this.
Okay, so my name is LaShawna, and I started this about 4 or 5 years ago when I was a stay-at-home mom. I was really into blogs before, like Instagram and Facebook. I wasn't really big on social media. But I did love blogs and just information, getting different information from people. And I wanted to do my own blog. So I was like, oh, you know, I have a lot of experience with motherhood just because I was a teenage mom. So I'll start there. I was a teenage mom. I had my son when I was 19, when I just turned 19. And he has been like the backbone of my journey this far. I always tell people when they say, oh my God, you're so responsible. You're so responsible. You know, you have yourself all together. And it's really not about me having it together. It's more so that because I was a teenage mom, I've never been an adult and single at the same time. Like as long as I've been an adult, I've been a mom. And so I've always had to be responsible for someone else. And so that has driven me to graduate from college. It drove me to get my master's. You know, it's driven me to be an entrepreneur. It's just driven me to be, you know, the woman that I am today. And I did want to share that because I feel like so many people that do get to a successful place, they don't always share their journey during the journey. They're sharing it once they've already become either very rich and successful. And then they talk about, you know, the grunge work, you know, the late nights and early mornings, you know. And so I definitely want to go more into detail about that. And we're also going to be doing workshops, you know, helping women more one-on-one in groups. And so that's really why I started it, just because I've been a teenage mom, I've been a single mom, I've been a married mom. I was a stay-at-home mom while I was in school, you know. So I just have a lot of experiences in motherhood, different ones. And so I just feel like I am relatable to so many women in so many different stages of motherhood. So that was really my core reason in how I started and where I came up with the idea. And because in all of these different stages, like, I'm still me. Like, I have to be me. I have to be strong. I have to, you know, be able to take care of myself, self-aware, self-preservation. You know, you can't be a mom, a wife, a friend, a business person. You can't do all those things unless you're really taking care of yourself.
Yes.
And I feel like for mothers and women in general, period, even if you're not a mom, you know, we have such a responsibility to take care of other people.
Yes.
It's almost like people expect that from you. You know, if you don't take care of other people, it's like you're selfish.
Exactly.
You know, and so, and I've heard that from so many different women, the guilt of, you know, putting yourself first. And really, if you're not taking care of you, you can't take care of anybody else.
Anybody else.
So that was another, like, motivating key to coming up with this. And the podcast, I didn't know very much about podcasts until I started working with Kim. And she listened to podcasts all the time, and I'd heard of them, but I wasn't really aware. And so we had gotten some suggestions from people, you guys should start a podcast. You know, you guys should start a podcast. So it just has developed over time. So even with ideas, sometimes you are not in a place to do something or think you have it all together enough to do stuff. But even with this, I don't feel like we have it all together. But I was like, I can't wait anymore. I can't wait to be married more years. I can't wait to be a mom more years or to be myself more years. I really just have to you know, put this thing out and just start. So yeah. That's where we're starting from. So
yeah,
forgive us if we're not experts at any of this.
Even though we're Virgos,
we are Virgos.
We tend to do that, but we're not saying that we're experts at any of this. We're just sharing our journey, what we've been through, and us being two different people and having two different journeys. We just felt like it would be something really good to share with other women. Because like LaShawna said, I wish someone, especially in business and in motherhood, I wish someone would have shared with me the real, you know, being really transparent, really organic about it, and really just share with me what we're trying to share with you guys. Like if you're starting a business, if you're just getting married, if you're just having a child, I wish someone would have shared that information with me, and then my journey might have been a little bit easier. So we just want to be able to do that with you guys. So we're going to have different segments of the show, and we're going to talk about our marriages. LaShawna, what about it? What are we going to talk about with these marriages?
I've been married almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years on Valentine's Day. And I was a single mother before I was with my husband. I've actually known him since high school. So we go way back. And when you come to the workshop, I'll go into more detail about that. It's a little bit of a juicy story. So
we're going to have a workshop too.
So in the workshop, I'll go more into detail on how we met. But I've met him, in high school times. And we were really good friends. It developed into more, over the years as we became adults. And so we just realized that we had a lot of the same values and a lot of the same ideas about life and different things, which attracted us to each other later on after all those years of just knowing each other. And so we've been together for about 15 years, but we've been married for 9.5 years.
Woo! Almost at the 10-year mark.
And we do have 3 children together, 4 total. I have 4 total children. My oldest son is from a previous relationship, but he's been knowing my son since he was born. So he's always been around since he was born. So he's stepped in as a father figure. My first son's father was murdered when he was 7. So we were already married before then, and he's always been a father figure to him. So we always say that we have 4 children together in total because he's, his father too.
Yes, blended family.
Blended family. Yeah. So I do have a blended family. So we'll be talking some stuff about that too. There's just so many topics to motherhood.
So many topics.
So many different things. Oh my God. So many different, and just how to make things work and just being mature, being an adult, not perfect. I've made lots and lots of mistakes. I have, and it's actually, when I look back on my past and things that I've been through, it's like it always led me to a better place. And so that's why I feel like this podcast is so important, and this journey that we're doing of Modern Mommies and Maintaining the Me and Marriage and Motherhood, it's needed because I feel like when I talk to women, different women, they're a lot of times they don't have the information. Just don't have the information. And also we're not really talking about the how. We're talking about the what and the why, our why we're doing this, and what it's taken for us to do it. And the how is really up to you because, you're a different person. You have different values, different morals, different goals, different backgrounds. So it's really just about women finding themselves and their place in this world and, being the best them, not a copy of Kimberly or myself. We're not expecting that. I don't expect that. I actually have a lot of different friends that are totally different than me. We get along great. I totally respect their lives, their choices, their, the way they handle their marriages and their children. And you can learn a lot from other women, just by sharing.
Exactly. And we're going to have some guests on here also. So we'll be interviewing
moms.
Yeah, mom, business owners, business women. So we'll have an array of different people coming on the show to share their stories with us also. So it won't just be about us, guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
We won't be sharing other people. We'll have other people in here too.
It's not all about us. It's about other women and, just for them to share, what they've been through and, some of their journey and, you know, how they've overcome different obstacles of being a woman and, you know, in business and motherhood and, you know, and the balancing act, because it's really never ending.
It's never ending. Something's going to be lacking no matter what. So if you're concentrating on your business, it's going to be lacking a little bit with your marriage or your children. So whenever you're kind of concentrating on something else, it's just trying to juggle that, really. I just heard Lisa Price, the owner of Carol's Daughter, say that. Like, There is really no balancing. There's just, like, you're juggling everything all the time, because You're never really going to have it balanced out to where everybody is getting equal parts of you or your time. Or it's almost just like something is, and I, that was hard for me to accept, because I was just like, oh my God, my children are going to be, as women, you don't even want to think that you're not taking care of your children, or that You're not paying attention to them, or you're lacking in that area at all. Right. So for when she, but it was so true. I was just like, God, that's so true. If I'm doing this, then that's going to be, but you just kind of, you have to juggle it, and you have to figure out a way to where, you know, it's not at the detriment of your children. No one's not going to be taken care of or anything, but you might be spending a little more time over here. Someone else I was listening to, I forgot who. Oh, E.T., Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher. He was saying how, you know, with families, it's always a good idea, especially when you have a busy schedule, especially like mine. Woo, because with my husband, I have to really, you know, lay it out for him what's going to be happening, what's going to be going on for the week. But he was saying you should do it for your whole family. Yeah. So then, like, if you know you're going to be working on a project, or you know you're going to be working at certain hours, tell your whole family.
Right.
So your children know, your husband knows, and sit them down and talk about it. Everybody Talk about it. This is going to be what my work schedule is going to be. This is what I'm going to be doing. How does everybody feel about it? Like, is this okay with you? And what do you have to do? Right. So, you know, you're not conflicting with anyone. And it just, it helps so much, especially because with me, I had a bad habit of not always telling my husband what my hours are going to be, because I'm always so nervous about, am I working too much? Am I working over my time? Because I've always been like that. I'm a workaholic, or I was a workaholic. I try not to be now. But it was hard for me to get that time schedule together and stick with it and stay with it. So when he said that to me, I heard that not too long ago. I was like, okay, I can really sit down with my husband and my family. I mean, my children are kind of small, so I don't really have to explain that to them right now, but my husband, definitely sit down with him. So then I'm having good communication with him. And that's been kind of hard for me in my marriage. Sometimes I'm not communicating enough. Mm-hmm. I just keep it in, and I just expect him to know that this is what my, if I tell him one time this is my schedule, I just want him to know that for the rest of the year.
And that's so true. I think that's been a big issue for me too, is just because I was a single mother and I was, you know, on my own with my son, you know, for a few years, I'm on automatic pilot. You know, I'm just, wake up in the morning, you know, it's hard to think about another person that has a schedule, that has the same, you know, needs as you. They have, you know, their own life, their own career going on. You know, you're really coming together to form a new situation. And yes. I think that, you know, and then even coming from a single mother, you know, I learned how to be an independent woman, you know, and that's in conflict with being a wife, you know, being married. It's a conflict. The single mother, the single woman is in conflict with the married woman, definitely. You know? And so the same thing, it's like, I know what I want for my life, but it doesn't work when you're not considering what your children need, you know, what your husband needs, yes. You know, and having that balance. So I definitely have had to work on that over the years, and it's still not perfect. I mean, it's still, you know, the schedule changes. And also as your kids get older, they have different needs. You know, exactly. It was easier when I was a stay-at-home mom. It was easier for me to balance and juggle everything because I was home. You know, I was just in school. So I was in school and I had the kids and, you know, they were home with me and, you know, my husband worked. And so I can have dinner ready. I can keep the house clean because I'm there all day, exactly. You know. And so it was easier for me to balance, you know, when I was a stay-at-home mom. But as the kids get older, they're in school and then there's more homework, yes. And then they start with their after school activities, and then I have to work, and then, you know, so it's like your schedule becomes compiled. So every year, twice a year, you're going to be constantly changing your schedule.
Yes.
So there is like no set schedule to, you know, to the bliss. There's exactly. None. It's like you have to figure out, okay, what this job is going to require, You know, and for me, Kimberly has been in hair in the beauty industry for almost 20 years. And for me, I've been a little bit all over the place. You know, I've been in mental health and beauty, you know, and I take breaks. At some point, you know, when I started off, I graduated and I got a job, you know, in mental health. And so I did that for years and years and years. I was, you know, a manager of a group homes, and, you know, I worked a lot with children with autism, and, you know, working with people with different people with mental health issues. And so I've always been in that business, but I also did lashes, worked at a salon, and I did lashes. That was about 15 years ago before we moved to Georgia. And so when I moved to Georgia, you know, I planned on staying home with the kids. And so I was like, let me go back to school. And I got my master's degree, and I got my master's, a double master's in professional counseling and marriage and family therapy. And I worked on that, and I stayed home for those 5 years to really develop myself, to really, you know, get to know myself, because I've been working like a slave since I was a teenager because I'm also a workaholic, and I a lot of times equate hard work and working with success.
Yes, exactly.
And if I'm not working all the time, then I'm not being successful. And that's where my mindset was at. So it was hard for me to sit down and just be home with my children without doing anything. So I was like, well, I'll just go back to school. At least that'll give me some peace of mind, knowing that I'm working towards working hard one day. Mm-hmm. You know, so and that's hard work in itself. Staying at home with your children is another full-time job.
That is not, wait. That is a job. That is not, she wasn't sitting at home eating bonbons and watching the stories.
No.
I mean, taking care of children and taking care of a household is a serious job. And it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
When you're able to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have done it if I wanted to, but I was such a workaholic. And I had just started a business, but my plan was, and I waited to have children until I was older. But if I had been a younger mother, been like Lashana, I would have. That was my whole plan, was I wanted to stay home the first 5 years of my children's life and be a stay-at-home mom. Because that's what, I mean, we're mothers, we're women. I mean, we're nurturers. We want to be able, I wanted to be able to be there the first 5 years, at least when their minds are developing, and you know, the most crucial years of learning and getting those habits and all that different stuff. So I wanted to be there. I wish I could have been at home, but at the time I waited to get married later, and I waited to have children later. So my life was kind of already going, and I was kind of starting my business. So there was, you know, so that was a blessing for you to be able to stay at home and take care of your children. And it was not, you know, that's work. That's serious.
It's work. It is. It's serious.
What?
And, you know, and also to even tap into that a little bit, to be able to stay home with the children is sacrifice.
Yes.
You know, you're not buying red bottom.
Exactly.
You know, you're sacrificing.
And I'm sorry, Sean, I don't mean to. I didn't know how to explain that part of it. But I not that I like stuff, but I just feel like I wanted a certain quality of life, or I felt like I don't know. That's something I have to deal with.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I had to deal with it too, because I'm a stuff liker.
That's such a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Sacrifice. Seriously.
And, you know, I had other stuff going on too, you know, with my older son. His father was killed, you know, so we had transitioned from California to Georgia, and it was just intentional. That part of it was just really intentional for me to stay at home, because I was pregnant with my fourth child. And, you know, just for the transparency, it wasn't even so much of like a checkbox. It wasn't even like me scheduling it out. It was more so like, okay, daycare is $50 million a month. And if I'm working and you're working, the kids are going to be in daycare all day, and we'll be working for daycare. The kids will be with strangers. You know, and so it just financially just really made sense. And I was tired. I had a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And it was just a very convenient time, because my husband wanted to move to Atlanta. He does music. And so he had been to Atlanta before. And so he was like, we just start over, you know, in Atlanta. And, you know, the cost of living is less, and you could stay home. I'll work. You know, you could stay home with the kids. And so when he came up with that, I was just kind of like, nah, I'm a worker. Like, I can't sit. And that was part of my fear of just having someone doing so much, or, you know, me feeling like I'm out of balance, or, you know. And so I really had to pray. It took me about a year and getting pregnant with my fourth child to even agree to doing that, because I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm just going to be at home. And so that's when I came up with just even going back to school, because I was like, okay, we're going to have more kids. You know, I'm going to need more money. I only have my degree. I'm going to need my master's. Exactly. You know, it just comes from that mindset of always needing more, wanting more, doing more, making more money, you know, which led into entrepreneurship, because I realized after having the four children and being home, staying at home, trying to get back into the workforce, that it really still just did not work with my schedule. Being on someone else's time, it didn't work, because I had activities, kids are getting awards there, you know, and so I really wanted to be there for them still in a way to where, of course, I need money. I want to buy stuff. You know, there's things that I really want, you know, that sacrifice, and I was over it. You know, I was just like, okay.
And they're a little older, so it's easier.
And they're,
now, right?
they're a little bit older. It's easier in one way. It's easier because they're older, so you don't have the car seats and the diaper bags and the snack packs. You know, they kind of are self-sufficient. But it's harder because now they're more aware and they have more activities of their own. Mm-hmm. So you're jumping into a new schedule of activities, after school activities, football, cheer, dance. You know, they're developing their own little personalities and their own interests, and you really want to nurture that. You know, so, girl, this is just...
It's serious.
It's serious. It's life. It's a lot going on.
And it's serious.
And it's serious. Okay?
It's serious business. So, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the type of information, you know, as a new mother, I wish someone would have shared with me, or as a new lady getting married, I wish someone would have shared with me. And I've been able to share a lot of information with Lashana in regards to being married, and us sharing, and her sharing a lot with me and giving me good advice on being married and, you know, staying married. How about that? And keeping your relationship alive and healthy, because it takes work to be in a good marriage. It takes work. You have to nurture it like a baby. So you have to constantly work on your relationship and make sure that you're, you know, staying in tune with each other. You don't want to ever get too far away and not make sure, you know, not paying attention to your relationship. Because it can happen so easy when you're caught up in the everyday life, working, being a mother, and doing all your different stuff, and just catching 5 minutes to yourself every now and again.
Right.
You have to remember to work on your relationship, and I just feel blessed to be able to, you know, my marriage is far from perfect at all, but it is wonderful, and I really love it because the work is hard, but it's good work.
Yeah, it's good
work. Like
being
a parent, you know, is good work. When you're with someone that you can do that with, that's the thing, is find someone, you know, it's hard to find someone with good morals and values, and, you know, they ain't gonna be perfect, you know, shoot, they're gonna be leaving their socks, they're gonna be getting on your nerves, they're gonna be leaving this here and there and not doing this and that. But when you find someone like Lashana was saying earlier, that you guys share the same values and the same ideas, and you guys are looking to the future, you know, having the same type of dreams and outlooks on life, then you could work on that relationship and continue to grow, because nothing's going to be perfect, and it's not going to be a fairy tale, and it's going to be a roller coaster sometimes, but you just have to be able to have those skills to stick it out and to make it work.
Yeah, and it is, and it is work. And it's, and like she said, Kim said, it's good work. It's good work. And you know what? It's really about learning about yourself.
Yes.
It's not about the other person. It's about, exactly, about fixing people. It's not about, you know, bringing somebody to your point of view.
That's what I've learned.
It's not about that. It's really about, you know, it's about yourself and patience and understanding. And I think that people get married with a fairy tale idea of, they're going to have this wedding, they're going to get married, they're going to have this perfect life, and, you know, everybody's going to always agree, and you're going to find somebody that doesn't, always wants what you want, always, you know, you guys don't argue, or you're downscaling what the problems could be. And there's some really serious issues that can come up in marriage that people don't even think about when they're dress shopping, or, you know, thinking about those pictures to post, and, you know, all that. Not thinking about that, but there's some real issues that come up in marriage that people are not thinking about, like raising children.
Yes.
You know, you come from one set of rules and values, and they may come from another set of rules and values, exactly. You know, and coming together to compromise, to say, okay, we both want our children to turn out to be great people.
Yes.
But there's so many different ways to do that. Yeah. And you have to come up with a conclusion on how that's going to be. And it's going to change because each child has their own personality and you have to parent them different. You know, so it's just, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And, you know, that's why it's so important for people to really know themselves, know their partner, and know their children, and really find out who you are as a person before you get married.
Before you get married. Find out who you are. Spend some quality time with yourself.
Yeah. Because
it's, love on you.
Because if you don't know who you are and, you know, you just will find any old body and it's not going to work. No. Because
you'll be attracting all that negative energy.
Yeah. You don't know.
That's what you're putting out there.
Right. You don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, it's hard. Marriage is too hard to not know yourself.
Exactly.
And it's too hard to not know the person that you're with. And to come together. It's already too difficult on the best case scenario.
On the best case.
It is a hard task, you know. So you definitely want to be aware of yourself so that you know, what's going to make you happy. Because it's going to change. 10 years ago, if you would have asked me about, you know, starting a business and owning my own business, anything outside of, like, counseling, I wouldn't have even thought about it because I had children that were small or I didn't have as many children, you know, that my lifestyle was different. So I wouldn't have even been open to the idea because I would have sounded like too much work, too much, and just not really knowing myself, you know? So I wouldn't have even thought about that. But now, you know, fast forward 10 years later, I couldn't imagine it being a different way because of, you know, the family dynamic that I do have. So, you know, we just want to encourage you guys to really find out, you know, what makes you happy, what really makes you happy, and, you know, who you are as a person and the type of people that you're attracting to yourself so that you can make, you know, the right choices for your life because it is your life and it's going to be the rest of your life.
Yes.
So.
And trying to bring that together with somebody else that's, first of all, total opposite from you. You know, you're female, they're male, so it's already conflict and just that. Just okay. Trying to bring those two people together,
right.
To figure it out. So you really like what Shauna said. That was one thing that I really had to think about that she told me about one time when I was telling her something about my husband. About something I wanted him to do. And she was just like, you know. And it was funny because, I mean, as soon as you said it, because what was I like? Something about like, well, he needs to do this. And now she was like, no, work on you. Work on you first. And I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, that's so true. Work on you. Because I heard this couple on Oprah a long time ago, and they were talking, they're like marriage counselors, and they were talking about being married, and it's not about you. It's about the other person in a relationship. Once you get married and everybody in the audience is like, what? It's not you, that you have to be more caring of the other person's feelings, right. And what they're, because they were like, you know, you're usually what they need,
right?
What they didn't,
right.
What they're lacking,
opposite.
Yeah,
what they're lacking.
In their life, what
yeah.
They might have gone through,
right.
Or what they in their, you know, growing up or with their parents, or it's usually when you're together and you mate and you guys fit each other, it's usually you're giving them what they need.
What they need.
So it's almost like you counseling somebody is how they kind of put it, but not really, but in a marriage type
right.
Of a way. And it was just like really good information because I was just like, God, that's so true. It's really not about you no more because you're really trying to help this person almost find out where they should be or who they, what type of person, you know,
yeah,
it was,
and
I forgot how they
life.
Put it, but it was such good information because I was like, that's so true because, and like you were saying, once you start giving them that love and that affection or the attention or whatever it is that they need, and they see you doing it no matter what, and you're never, you know, giving up or you're never not giving it to them, they automatically are going to give it back to
right.
You, you know? So it's almost like you're setting the example.
Yeah, and it's the law of attraction.
Exactly.
You know, you're giving love, you're going to get love. You know, if you're giving love, and I don't mean that so vaguely or, you know, just out there just loving on people.
Yeah, don't
y'all
do
may
that.
Don't I mean,
don't be loving on nobody that deserves it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, and we do talk more about that in the workshop. You know about you know how to find that. Yeah, nah, it's deeper than that. You know, it's so many trials. I mean, because I've been with my husband for so long, and we were friends first, and I knew him for so many years. We kind of had an advantage in that area that we were already friends first, but still, don't think just because you was friends first that once you cross that line that you don't become a boo friend. You know, so it's
yeah.
So
it
you
changes.
Know, it changes. The dynamics change, relationship change. You know, it's kind of like, oh well, you know, it's a different level now. You yeah. Things you wouldn't pay attention to before, you'd be like, okay, well that wasn't an issue then, but that's really could be an issue
exactly.
right now. So we got to figure this thing out. You know, so. I think that with any type of relationship, even friendship, anything, you know, you're trying to be a good friend and you have to look at your relationship as a friendship too first, because it's just like when your friend, you know, loses their job or, you know, is trying to work on a business or, you know, is going back to school or has a baby or anything that you go through in your relationship, if you see it on the outside for your friendships, how do you handle your friendships? You know, if your friend loses her job and she calls you, are you going to be like, you lost your job? What do you mean you lost your job? What you going to do now? What's
exactly.
What's next? Yeah. You know, what's happening? You know, shit, you haven't even got yourself together. You just getting the information and you already got these expectations and questions like, damn.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and yeah. So you have to think about the same thing with your partner. You know, if they're going through a tough time or they're trying to transition or they're trying to figure some things out, you have to be that same support. Listening, you know, well, what, you know, what do you want to do? You know, it's okay. You know, things happen, you know, and that's where faith becomes a big part of it. You know, really trusting God, you
exactly.
know, if you're doing the right thing and, you know, you're married in your marriage and you have your children and, you know, you're staying in your faith, you know, you have to really trust that God, even if you don't have a job at the time, that God is going to keep you. He's going to keep
that's
you.
Right.
And so that's where it really takes maturity. And, you know, trust me, I'm far from knowing how to do this the right way, especially with my type of personality. You know, I am.
She's a D, guys.
I am definitely just crazy, you know. And so for sure, you know, it's something that I definitely had to work on my approach to problems, because when I have any type of fear, it comes off as aggression. You know, and I had learning about myself and really, you know, studying marriages and studying relationships. Even when I was going back to school to get my master's in that, it really taught me a lot about myself.
Yes.
And the way that I was approaching situations, you know, so I think it's so important to really, that's what that self-awareness, you're going to hear me
yes.
say that a lot.
A lot.
Because it's really important to be self-aware of how you're coming across
yes.
in your marriage, in your relationship, and understanding that you are a female and they're men, and you know, men, God made men to be a certain way, you
yes.
know? And so definitely, you know, being supportive and being a friend first, there has to be a friendship in your relationship first.
Definitely.
Even if you haven't known each other for a long time, there has to be a genuine care for that person.
Exactly.
Yeah, for their feelings and
yes.
for what they want. And as a woman, we are a helper. We were created to be a helper.
Yes.
And so sometimes it's your job as the female, if they don't know what their passion is, or they're just finding out what their passion is, or they've been working on their passion for a long time, that you are giving that help and support.
Yeah.
And, you know, helping the leader of the family lead.
Lead.
There's
exactly.
nothing wrong with that. It's
unless
nothing wrong
you
want to
be with somebody who ain't a leader.
Unless
you
want somebody.
You want to be with a little pup. That's on you.
That's on you.
We like leaders.
Leaders. You know? So, you know, and a lot of that, when the male picks you, you know, he's looking for someone that he feels will be the best helpmate.
Exactly.
You know, somebody that's going to support and love and nurture.
And that
the
doesn't
family.
Mean that you are not a strong woman. That
no.
doesn't mean that you are not your own woman or
no.
that you're not. That doesn't have anything
to do
with
that.
That. It
it's
does
really
not.
Just
if you
want to
have
learning.
A family and you want to be with someone, That's right. That's just a part of it. That's a part of it. I mean, it really is.
I mean, even at work. I mean, if you think about your work, even if you have never been married, never been in a relationship, you're just a woman listening. Just think about your friendships. Yeah. You know, if you have a lot of friends and, you know, you have built strong relationships and, you know, you have, think about how you're dealing with those relationships and why that relationship has lasted.
Exactly.
Because you have been, hopefully, a good friend. Exactly. You know, you've been supportive. You've had good communication with them. You know, even with friendships, when you have disagreements, you know, hopefully both of you guys are mature enough to say, hey, I don't like it when you do this.
Exactly.
And you hurt my feelings when you did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be your friend anymore because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. And exactly. You're not respecting my boundaries. You know, so being open to communication and sharing with that specific person, sharing with your husband or your boyfriend or your mate or your baby daddy or whoever it is, you know, making sure that you're talking to it with them. Because a lot of times what I've seen with women, and I've even been guilty of this too back in the day, oversharing with friends about your relationship issues. And so what happens is you've gotten it off your chest, but then the person that you're really having a problem with doesn't even know that there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And you're mad because they don't just automatically recognize it because you're being quiet or you're being mean or, you know, whatever, have an attitude. You know, you want them, but you've already talked about it with someone and you've already gotten it off your chest. And so you feel better. Yeah. But really, the person you need to be discussing it with is that person, your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other, your, you know, child's father. That's what you need to be discussing. Whatever issue you're having, you need to learn how to have adult, mature conversations with that person.
Exactly. Like you said, that goes with anything.
With anything.
Yeah.
Anything. You have to work coworkers.
Yeah.
Having to be a
conflict and just deal with it.
Yes. And having that confidence to be able to go in there. And this is not easy to do.
No, this is not easy to do. To deal with that type of stuff.
This is not easy to do.
Hated to deal with conflict but owning a business, running a business, dealing with people all the time, you have to learn how
to deal with conflict.
Be able to deal with conflict because it's always constantly coming up. Right. So you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. And I'm the person, I don't mind conflict. Conflict doesn't bother me. I'm an attacker. I'm an approacher. What's the problem? I'm a communicator. What's so that's not an issue for me. But it was an issue for me because I had to learn how to attack problems and approach problems in a non-aggressive way.
Yes.
You know, where the other person is getting a chance to even feel comfortable to come talk to me because I'm not approachable, you know? So now I am, I've grown to be more approachable. I'm still working on that. Still, you know, progress.
Hey, that's always good. You're always going to be working on something. But I think that was part of my issue too. It wasn't so much dealing with the conflict, but approaching it in the right way was all, because I've just been, you know, an employee before, and I've had people over me, and I've even just seen, witnessed within my own family or friends, you know, people not talking to people right. So that was my whole thing, is that I knew I wanted to be, not even that, I don't care about being liked as a boss at all or a leader or a coach. I just didn't want to be disrespecting anyone or I wanted to be coming at it the right way because I'm a Virgo. I can't help
look. And that's so funny you say the right way.
Research it. I got it. I mean, because I do. I just kept feeling like I want to treat my team members, my employees, with respect, and I feel like I can still talk to them and discuss with them. But I never wanted to be too aggressive because I've seen it before, and I was just always like, "Ooh, man, I don't want to be.
I don't be that type of person.
I'm not gonna say any names, but whoa, I don't want to be that person."
Exactly.
There's a way of going about it,
and I probably was that person. I've been that person where they're just like, "Yeah, no, don't, no. You don't want to. Yeah, no, you can't be so blunt. You know, because you don't really bring out the best in people.
In people,
when they feel attacked.
Exactly.
When people feel attacked, they're shutting down. You could be right. You could be 100% right. But once they already feel attacked, they're shutting down. They're not dealing with you.
Exactly.
It's a wrap. You're not going to get the best out of them. You're not going to get to your goal. You know, so really just me taking a step back. I've had to take time when I feel something riling me up. It's like, okay, let me sleep on it. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'll have time to really think about it and really stick into the facts, exactly. You know, and try not to be too emotionally driven when you're having conversations with people that are really important, especially with your significant other.
Yes.
Because their life directly affects yours.
Directly.
So the things that you want to talk about, other people probably have not told them, even if they felt the same way, they're not going to tell them because it doesn't really affect their lives the same way.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at your partner, you're looking at somebody that is, it's your life, you know? So it's like, if they're going in the wrong direction, in your opinion, then they're taking you with them.
Yeah.
And so it can be very emotional and traumatizing if it's not, you know, if it's not approached the right way, because you're not going to get to the goal, which is, you know, getting them to understand your point of view.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we're Virgo, so we have so many points of view.
We have so many points of views, you guys. So get ready for them. This is just our first podcast. And, you know, we just wanted to share our little background information and give you guys a taste of what we're going to be bringing you. We're going to be doing segments when we have specific topics. That we're going to be doing. And then one of our segments is going to be what Virgo minds think about.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Virgo wisdom. Our opinions.
Our opinions.
They'll be funny, you guys. It'll be funny. It'll be a fun time.
I hope you don't feel attacked or, please, you know, don't. All in good humor and all just us humor. Being, you know, letting it all out. But
did we have something for today on that? Did we have
Just the one that I wanted to talk about was the Virgo myth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a myth and a little bit of truth to it.
Okay, can I tell them a little bit about Virgo?
Oh, yeah, do the... Yes, go
okay,
ahead,
we're just going to give you a little bit of background history on Virgo. So Virgos, their birthdays are between August 23rd to September 22nd. Lashana's is August 28th, mm-hmm. and mine's is September the 18th. These are just some of the things about Virgos. One, we'll keep it real 100%. We're prideful, number two. Number three, loyal to a fault. Number four, we're really down to earth. Number five, overthinkers on everything. So we overthought this whole podcast. I mean, we've been thinking about this for months.
I mean, together for months and for me for years.
What? Okay, so six, lover at heart. Seven, human lie detector. We know when you're lying. Yeah. We know.
It's annoying.
Eight, we're perfectionists. We can't help it. Nine, speaks fluent sarcasm. We're going to get you. We're going to get you with that. 10 will knock your lights out. Take it however you want to take number 10. Okay, so what were we
To the Virgo myth, I feel like, is that we just know-it-alls.
Oh, my God.
You're just a know-it-all. You're just a know-it-all. I feel like that's the first defense mechanism for any conversation that I've ever had with anybody that does not agree with what I say. You just think you know everything. Exactly. You just think you know everything. I do not think I know everything. I know a lot.
She know a lot.
I know a lot.
She know a lot.
Because I just been doing this research. Yes. I feel like Virgos are like human dictionaries and encyclopedias and Googlers.
We're going to Google.
I mean, we're going to find the information.
We're going to make sure.
We don't like to be wrong.
No.
So if you start an argument with a Virgo, I feel like if it's something that they're not very knowledgeable in, then you'll probably, you know, at least get your point across, but you probably won't win the argument because they're going to find a way.
Because we're going to come back. If it doesn't continue that day, be prepared. Because once we get the information, we're bringing it back up. Believe that.
But honestly, I don't think that I know everything. And I wanted to bring that up just because we're doing this podcast and people automatically say it. I know people that know me for sure, whether they like me or don't like me, especially people that don't like me. I gotta say, there she go again. She just thinks she know everything. She had to start a whole radio station about just knowing everything.
Oh my goodness.
But really, no, we don't. I don't, me personally, I don't think that I know everything, but no. I am like a learner. I love to learn about things. I love to share.
Mm-hmm.
I love to help people.
Yes.
Because we're so analytical. And I'm a lot harder on myself than I am on anybody else.
No one needs to be hard on us.
No.
Because we'll destroy ourselves.
I mean, we have already broken that thing down to the ground.
There's no reason for anybody to.
Down to the ground. So I'm super critical of myself, analytical of myself.
Yes.
And I just hold other people to the same type of standard.
Exactly. That's the problem.
And that's the problem. And that's the problem.
You should be doing that. Exactly. But the good thing about it that I always say, even to my husband, because he's always saying I'm such a know-it-all, but I always say, at least I know that.
I know that.
So it's something. I do. I know that.
I know that.
I think I'm, I know it. Now, I'm not as bad as I used to be. I've worked on it. Yeah. I really have worked on it. And I realize it and I recognize it. So I'm always making sure that, you know, I'm working on that. And before I, you know, answer someone or deal with someone, I try to remember that. You're not a know-it-all, Kimberly. You don't know everything,
yes.
Okay?
Yes. Because my husband tells me the same thing all the time, and I'm thinking, like, but I do know about stuff.
A lot. Yeah.
But, you know, but honestly, but just in consideration, though, I do sometimes, a lot of times I will be, I'm not going to say wrong about what we're talking about, but, you know, he does have a lot of good points. And so I've learned to really be careful, even in my delivery of my rightness.
Yeah, because you really be feeling like,
I mean, because it's emotional.
What I'm thinking
for,
is right. Like, and so, how could you not agree with
that? Right, and really, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Some shit just is not even important enough
it's
to argue
not even
about.
Important enough. Pick your
battles.
I mean, please pick your battles.
So yeah, Virgos, know-it-alls. Yeah, it's kind of true, but it is a myth. Overall, that we just think we know everything all the time, because I do spend a lot of time researching and, you know, trying to figure people out. I'm like a human behavior person. Like, it fascinates me. I love it. You'll hear me talk a lot about that, about human development, human relationships, just, you know, the way that people interact and, you know, how people stay together, how friendships work. You know, it fascinates me. So yes. I've done so much research. I'm still doing a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And even in this, you know, I love people. Like I do. I love women. I love women. I feel like women are, you know, not just strong and beautiful, but just also women just bring so much life. You know, girlfriend time for me is a priority. I don't have a lot of time to spend with my friends like I used to. I've actually been here back to California for a year now, and there's still people that I have not even seen, and people that I don't get to spend as much time with that I used to, or the people that I really love, that I love spending time with them, you know, just because I do have a family and, you know, starting a business and, you know, all these things. But I do definitely love my girl time. Girl time for me is key, because you get to just listen and laugh and talk to people.
I love to laugh.
And just, you know, get on down and chop it up.
Yes.
So, you know, girl time is just super important.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. So I love women. Sisters. And I hope that in this podcast, I know we're not going to be able to get to everybody. And I know that, you know, everybody's not going to agree with us or, you know, like this podcast. You know, but I hope that, you know, enough women do get something out of this.
Yes.
You know,
that's our
all
main
women,
thing.
That's our main thing. Just
we just
want to
help. Share
and
help.
Share.
Yes. This
that's
is
it.
Because Virgo's like, we read in here, we want to help, we want to, you know, guide people almost.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we want to share this information. That's been my biggest thing is trying to figure out, I know that God didn't have me here just to be a hairstylist or just to do hair or do a product line. There's something more to what my journey is or who I'm supposed to be. And my thing is that I want to be able to reach, you know, women or, you know, anyone really, but women in particular dealing with this. And to be able to share with them and to give them a little bit, like I said, of what I didn't have. And if this, you know, I know I just listened to some podcasts, just one thing helped me so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it took my job, I mean, my business to the next level, my relationship to the next level. Just hearing this little bit of information here and there. So hopefully, you know, anything that we say can help someone or one little bit of what we have to say.
Yeah, and just
say
to help people, like, relax. And especially because with social media and all the images that they put out there with black women, and just in general, relationships, the information, I just felt like it was so necessary to hear from real people.
Exactly.
You know, we're not celebrities.
No.
You know, we're working moms.
Exactly.
We, you know, we're just
More regular than us.
Right. We're just regular women that care and want to help other women. And this is not just for married women. I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, they just talking about me, or they just think they, you know, because they married. No, this is for all women. This is for women that are want to be married or want to have a family and that are running into the same type of similar issues, you know, or even when picking a mate, or, you know, just to kind of give an idea of what they might need to look at or consider, you know, other than, you know, what dress you're going to wear or how big the ring is, you know, like really getting down to the nitty gritty of, you know, not them just leaving their socks or on the floor or the toilet seat up. It's like, yes, you know, some stuff. Really important things, like how they handle, you know, their finances, or, you know, how they raise children, or if they even want to have children at all.
Exactly.
You know, so those are some things that can really put a huge damper on a relationship. And so if we could just give a little insight and, you know, examples, and, you know, and bringing other women in too, so that they can give their feedback and their, you know, experiences too. So you just won't be all us.
Yes.
Even though we love to talk and we could talk for years and years.
Exactly.
I do love to hear from other women too, because yes, I learn a lot, and I have learned so many things from other women.
Yes.
I've learned so many things from other women and men, learning from different fathers and husbands, and
we'll have some of those on here too.
Yeah, we'll have men on here too, and husbands, just to share their experiences and what they're looking for in women.
Yeah, we can see the other side.
So we can see the other side. You know, I've learned a lot from that. So I just want to share, and hopefully it helps.
Yes, hopefully it helps someone. And I'm pretty sure that it will. And we plan on, like I said, doing our podcast every Monday. We'll be uploading on iTunes. So you guys, please, please, please go on there and give us a review. We're very new. So the more reviews we get, the more people can actually hear us. So the more reviews we get, they'll put our podcast up higher so you can actually find us if you don't know about us. So definitely go on there. It only takes 1 minute to give a review. You can either write a review or you can just give us a rating. So either one would be great. So take the time to do that for us.
And that also helps us too, to kind of see if we're in the right direction of helping,
yes,
and seeing, you know, feedback, like,
yes,
what we could do, what you want to talk about. And we also have Instagram. It's Modern Mommies 2. It's MoDernMommie 2. And you can go on our Instagram and put your comments, or, you know, let us know topics that you want to hear that we have not covered or that you're interested in.
Yes.
And that gives us a little bit of a syllabus.
Yeah,
some ideas
yeah,
of what women want to know.
Exactly.
You know, what we can help with.
And like LaShawna said, some feedback.
And some feedback.
We've just started this, so it's only going to get better from here. But if we get some feedback from you guys, then we know what direction to kind of go in or what not to go in. And, you know, we're doing this for you guys, so we want to make sure that we're giving you the information
that
you want to hear.
That you want and need.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah, we've been talking for a long time today.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for joining us today in Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. And we so look forward to hearing from you next week. Are you guys hearing from us next week? Next Monday. You guys have a good week.
Okay. Yep, have a good week, guys.